Father, we thank you for the first day of Canaan Land 2025. He said, as Jesus was preaching, he said, healing was taking place. Lord, as many that need salvation, as many that need revival, as many that need healing, different kind of blessings, Lord, visit them in this Canaan Land. Before this program is over, Lord, I decree testimonies. Upon testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Breakthroughs upon breakthroughs. Open doors upon open doors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree men and women will be set at liberty. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands to Jesus as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Both those that are watching us from our branches, you are welcome. Those that are online, you are welcome. And you that is here, both our friends, our visitors, our genuine members, God bless you. You are all welcome. Even if today is your first time, you are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9, that's not the message. Verse 8. He said he sent a word to a man called Jacob. And the word lighting the entire nation of Israel. I want you to bow down your head. The Lord sent me my own word. In this Canaan Land 2025, I need my own word. Because it's not every word that will make you. There is a particular word that God will use to showcase you, that God will place a miracle in your life. So Lord, give me my own word. And as my own word comes, Lord, give me understanding that I believe. Pray that prayer for yourself in some few seconds in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Lord, I ask for my own word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The word that will lighten me and lighten my entire generation. That will lighten the entire world. Lord, send it forth on this day one of Canaan Land 2025. Lord, I hide that you might appear. I know in part, but you know in full. Manifest yourself to your children. I don't have my own word, but you have what to say. Lord, speak through me. Let my ears hear you, my eyes see, and my mouth will talk of what you have said. Any word that is not of your own, Lord, may it not come out from my mouth. Thank you, Father, for releasing your presence in the congregation of your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Let your amen be loud. Yeah. Hallelujah. Once again, we are all welcome. Please, this program is televised, not only here. As many that hook up, they are watching us right now. People are watching us from Scotland, from different parts of the world. Praise the Lord. And you that is here, I want you to get focused. Praise the Lord. God gave me a message for Canaan Land 2025. And the message for the 5 days is wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I was asking God that what will I preach in Canaan Land 2025, he said there is something that is deficiency in the life of many people. And that thing is called wisdom. Turn your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes. Please, in this program, don't be distracted. Chapter 7, verse 11 to 12. I will read with the Amplified Version. It says, wisdom alone with an inheritance is good and an excellent advantage for those who see the sun. For wisdom is a protection, even as money is a protection. But the excellent advantage of knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the life of its possessors. Praise the Lord. He said wisdom goes along with inheritance, that means with wealth, with riches. Praise the Lord. He said wisdom is a protection. The same way money protects you, he said, wisdom will protect you. He said, and wisdom also is a shield, and it preserves the life of those that possess it. I want you to make wisdom a possession. Allow wisdom to do what? To possess you. And you also possess wisdom. Praise the Lord. So what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the proper or appropriate use of knowledge. Among the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we have wisdom and we have knowledge. God bestows wisdom. Then why is it among the gifts of the Holy Spirit? But if you don't have wisdom and knowledge, you will mess up the remaining gifts. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is the ability to make sound judgments, good judgments, and decisions. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy, that is the knowledge of the holy God, is understanding. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Do you want to have good understanding? Then you must possess the wisdom of God. Wisdom is you applying what you know discreetly. Wisdom is you applying what you know in a discreetful way, in a distinguished way. To be discreet means the ability to make wise choices and decisions. If they say a man or a woman is discreet, that means that person can make a wise decision in every given situation. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is the ability to apply relevant knowledge in a given situation in an insightful way concerning what is at hand. They cannot be talking about wealth and somebody is talking about poverty. Does it tally? So wisdom is you following the subject matter at that time and following it what? Appropriately. You can't be praying to get married and at the same time you are praying and saying, God, this is my home. Let my wife cook well. Does it work? You are not married yet. A married man can pray that. Not you that is not married. Praise the Lord. Our God is the wise God. I will take it gently, but from tomorrow I may be, you know now. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 1, 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Our God is the wise God. And when God is wise, he cannot give birth to foolish children. Praise the Lord. Jude 1:25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. How to gain wisdom? How to gain wisdom? How many of us want to be wise? You need wisdom. How to gain wisdom? Number one, through God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8a. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The Bible did not say to all. It said to one. That means if you need it, you get it. What you don't desire, you may not have it. I want you to place your hand on your mind. He said to one is given what? The Spirit of wisdom. Repeat that time. He said, oh Lord, through the help of the Holy Spirit, empower my mind that I will be wise and I will operate in wisdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God gives wisdom. Psalm 136 verse 5. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. So how did God make the heavens? By what? Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. How did God found the earth? By wisdom. Praise the Lord. If God found the heavens and the earth by wisdom, then you cannot do your business discreetly without wisdom. And we are not talking about any other wisdom today than the wisdom of God. Number two, be a good seeker or a good researcher. Be a good seeker, S-E-E-K-E-R, or a good searcher, S-E-A-R-C-H-E-R. Be a good searcher and be a good seeker. Isaiah 34 verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered pen. Praise the Lord. If you are a doctor or a nurse, who will you identify with? A trader. Because likes beget likes. If you are seeking and you are searching for wisdom, as a nurse or a doctor, or as a lawyer, go and meet your what? Your likes. Don't be a lawyer, you want to be a good lawyer. Now you want to go and meet a trader that is doing what? Trading on one thing or the other. Will you get what you are looking for? No. And when you are looking for that wisdom, you need to go to a lawyer, a professional lawyer that knows his or her what? Onions. As a preacher, I need to identify with who? Anointed men and women of God. Because this is the place I need what? Wisdom. Praise the Lord. I can get any other knowledge, but I must measure where my assignment what is. Praise the Lord. As a student, don't go and sit. Your friends are people that are trading. And you leave academicians alone. How will you pass your exams? You say, no, I am too big in this class. Let me just come and learn. And the moment class is off, you are off. You say, no, I can't mingle with this student in this university. I need to go out. Will that student get what he's looking for, what she's looking for? No. That's why the Bible says, he said, none shall want our mates. Everybody has their what? Mates in life. In anything you are doing, you have your mates. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words we have found, and I did eat them. And thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. If you need wisdom, iron sharpeneth iron. If you want wisdom, don't go and associate with foolish people. For there are people that are foolish. Even when they see the truth is glaring, they still want to follow lies. What did the Bible say? The preacher said that is what? Folly. Praise the Lord. That's why the preacher said, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Hebrews 10, 7. As a seeker, as a searcher, this is what you should do. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. And they repeated the same thing in Psalm 40, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. So for you to acquire or to gain wisdom, you must go to the bank of wisdom. And the bank of wisdom is God himself. When you have seen God, you go to the next one. Be a good seeker and a good searcher. Because when you search diligently, searching is not easy. Praise the Lord. In searching, you endure many things. Yeah, that's why they said knowledge is what? Power. But foolishness is gotten everywhere. But knowledge is very what? Scarce. Number three. Be a daily and a timely reader. Be a daily and a timely reader. Some people read, but they don't read daily and timely. There are reading that is timely. And there are ones that are what? Outdated. Can you use the reading in the time of my father to do reading now? You'll be left what? Behind. Because information is growing and getting new by day. Even God himself said, his mercies are new every morning. Many of us, that's where many Africans fail. We don't like reading. Just give me what I need and let me go my way. But many things are written and they are hidden where? In books. If you wrote a book and I want to know who you are, how will I know? I will go to your book and know who you are. And if I also still want to know who you are, I will sit under your tutorship to know who you are. Because a man is also what he's saying. Though some people say, do what I say, don't do what I do. But many things about a man is in what he or she does. So be what? A daily and a timely reader. Don't say, I read yesterday. Today, no, let me leave reading. Learning never ends and learning never stops. Even in old age, keep reading. Student, I want to talk to you. Many students are having carryover, not because lecturers are troubling you. Some of you don't read. Hello? Because some depend on other students to do the assignment for them. My papa said if you wear oversized suit or coat, if you hold the side, can you hold the hand or the back? You cannot. It will still show that it is what? Oversized, not suit, not coat. Praise the Lord. So students, you should do what? Read. Even women, read books on how to improve your cooking in your kitchen. When you see somebody that knows how to cook, come closer to the person. Tell the person, do what? Teach me. Don't say there is no need. Now my younger. You go remain for bus stop. Because not everybody in the airport are traveling. Some are there, they just stay around, loitering about. And when you associate yourself with them, you are going nowhere. Because you will miss your flight. Praise the Lord. So read. And if you are a student studying law, don't go and carry medical book and say, yes, I must pass this exam that is upcoming. I started in on malaria. By the time you enter your faculty, malaria will catch you. Because what you read is about what? Malaria. When you are supposed to be reading what? Bylaws and constitution. You are reading how to treat malaria. But when the malaria comes, you look for those ones that are in the medical one that are ready to come and give you what? Injection. So be a what? A daily and a timely reader. Read on daily basis. Don't say I did not go to school. Even if you did not go to school, anyone you can read, do what? Read it. Tell your children, say, come and read this thing for me. And from there you get what? Knowledge. Praise the Lord. Because many authors are hiding their secrets where? In a book. Even on the internet, there are things they will give you for free. And the next thing, they will lock it up. And they will tell you that, subscribe. Because knowledge, they gain their knowledge, so they want you to pay and collect the knowledge. And that's why you are paying school fees. Don't be shouting, in fact, this school fees is too much. It is somebody's knowledge your child is collecting. So you pay for it. Knowledge is not free. Or is it free? The only thing that is free is what? Salvation. Even as free as salvation, you still buy Bible. Or you see Bible in the church, you will put it there. So anybody that comes in the church, once you say, Lord Jesus, carry Bible and do what? Go home. No. It is only Lord Jesus coming into my life, what? Free. But for you to not search the person and principle of Jesus and God, you will go where? So be a daily and a timely reader. Don't say, I read yesterday, I will not read today. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 20. And he came to Nazareth where he has been brought up. And as his custom was, Did you hear that word? As his custom. Well, that means it is what he has been doing. It is his custom. You know, many of us only know custom as custom and tradition in our villages. We don't know that you should make reading what? A custom. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he has opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus was looking for who he is, who God created him to be. When Jesus came, he was 100% man, 100% God. But he still opened the book to know what is written about him. How many of you have opened the pages of your life? Because if you have opened the pages of your life, as they keep breaking and getting dark and breaking, you will not be afraid of anything. Because you know there is something good that God has for you. Even when other side is telling you the negative, you say, no, I know what is written about me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind. So set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Just as all of you now, your eyes are fastened on me. Now let us see what she has to say for these 5 days. So when Jesus had discovered what was written about him, what did he do? He closed the book. That was why when they wanted to make him king, he said, I am not called to be an earthly king. Why? I have read what is written about me. If I become an earthly king, then I have deviated from my original purpose. So when they say, let us make him king, this man is fitted, is suited to be a king. The Bible says Jesus escaped and went another way. Because he is not to be a human king, but to be a spiritual king that will be called the king of all the kings. Open the pages of your life so that you will not enter into a painted sepulchre, thinking that it is opportunity that you have gained. Because not all that glitters are gold. Hallelujah. Number 4. Be a good listener. Be a good listener. Jeremiah 36 verse 15. And they said unto him, sit down now and read. And read it in our ears. So Barosh read it in their ears. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Are you going to be a good listener? No, some people are hazardous listeners. They don't listen. And do you know why we are having challenges in our families, even in the church? It's because people don't listen very well. And that's why you see that a person will say something, another person will say, this is what he or she said, and it's the opposite of what the person said. But when you listen, you pay rapt attention, you'll be able to say, no, this is what the speaker said. Deuteronomy 28. I will read the Amplified version. You want to be prosperous? Hello? You want to be prosperous? Then you must learn to listen very well, attentively. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you up above all the nations of the earth. The difference between a student that failed and the one that passed is the ability to listen. It's the ability to understand, to listen to what the lecturer or the teacher is what? Teaching. That's why whenever my children are going to school, even when they are, I'll tell them that make sure you pay attention to your teachers. Because why you are going there is not to look at the four walls of the school. It's to go and gain knowledge so that tomorrow you can define your purpose in life. But it's a one that many people don't listen. And some people are too busy. Busy bodies. According to that man in the book of Kings, he said, take this man, keep him. He was neither here nor there. And the man escaped. So listen. Don't say, I know it. Even what you know, still do what? Listen. Because there may be a new thing out of what you know that you don't do what? No. Because knowledge increases on daily basis. If you use the knowledge you have, the information of 1960 does not work in this millennium time. I think before they write exam with a pen in jam, but now what are they using? Eh? They are using computer now. And you say, my child, don't worry, don't learn computer. You will use your pen. By the time the child will get to the jam center, and I say, you say, I don't know how to operate computer. That one is automatic what? He should carry over jam to next year. And the child is telling you, mommy, daddy, I want to go to this thing and learn. He said, forget it. In our days, it was pen, biro. You even tell your child, say, in those days, our biro has number. Don't mind the one they are doing in these days. And you are forgetting that your child will stand one-on-one, which will sit with what? The computer. And how will she or he answer the question? Because knowledge is increasing and improving every day. Are you getting blessed? Number five, be a good keeper. As you search, as you read, as you listen, keep what you have listened to or what you have read. Be a good keeper. Proverbs 3:21-24. My son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. What does wisdom tell me when I see a stone? I should kick it. I should hit it. Or I should climb over it. What does wisdom tell you? Kick it. Answer me now. Okay, you should stand at the front and say, stone, shift to let me pass. Wisdom tells you to do what? Cross over it and do what? And go your way. Praise the Lord. That's why he said in that verse 23, he said, then shall thou walk in thy way safely. You want safety. Wisdom tells you when it is midnight, you should be where? In your houses. He said, no, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even in the middle of the night, I can tread from here to my wife. The Lord, he that keepeth Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. God will tell you that that is not my wisdom. You are using earthly wisdom. And you see, I even quoted the scripture, and when I was going, something happened. Where was God? God will ask you, did you pray the right type of prayers? And were you supposed to be out by that time? So wisdom tells us to do things according to how it is being done. When it is time to read, don't allow your children to play or to watch what? Cartoon. Because cartoon will still wait for them even in old age. Even some cartoon that me I watched when I was small, I am still seeing some of them. I'll tell my children, hey, we watched this when we were small. But now they have modernized it. Because there are things that will wait and there are things that will not wait. Verse 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. No bad dreams. He said, when you keep what you know that is right, you don't need to be afraid of what? Anything. If you are a believer living righteously, why would you be afraid that somebody say, I will be with you? He said, I will go somewhere for you and I will make sure you go down. What will you do as a righteous believer? You laugh. Because he that seated in heaven shall laugh. You laugh at them. Why? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if the shadow of the Almighty is covering me, who will take my name to any Baba or whatsoever and it will work? It will not work. Praise the Lord. Because he that keepeth me neither slumber nor sleep. So if you are conscious of that he that keepeth you neither slumber nor sleep, you have to say, go quick, oh, but I wish he will come back. Because as he is going, me, I've already entered. I will pray him or her to die on the road. That was what David told Goliath. He said, Goliath, when I will kill you, this man will do what? Happen. And did he bring Goliath down? Yes. Why? By wisdom and what? Knowledge. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to see types of wisdom. Types of wisdom. One, earthly wisdom. That's human experience. At times, human experience does not work in another situation. That was why David never allowed the same way he go to battle, he will go to the next battle that way. No, he will always go back to God. If God say go straight, next time God will say go to your right. Because if you say, okay, God said I should go straight, now I'm going straight, he will fail. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. You are using, say, I want to use my common sense. When God is leading you, common sense is not counted. Because where the wisdom of God stands, common sense is useless. Praise the Lord. But God gave you sense at the initial time. Before any child is born, there's always what? Sense inside that child. Number two, sexual wisdom. Sensual wisdom. This one is based on what? Sense. Who told a newborn baby when the mother carries him or her that the breast is at the side? Who tell the child? Sexual wisdom. Because the moment you carry the child, what happened? When the child is crying, looking for food, even if it's the child that is giving birth to, in the next 30 minutes, once you carry that child, what happened? The child will do like this. Who told that child that the food that he or she is looking for is at the corner? And the child will not stretch and say, look, let me eat from here. But the child, that is what that one that God gave us at the beginning. Praise the Lord. But you must not end there. Praise the Lord. So a newborn baby knows where to suck. Three, diabolical wisdom. And you'll find that in the book of 1 Kings 21, from verse 1 to 29. But you read the remaining one, we only read some portion. Then you read the remaining one at all. 1 Kings 21, verse 1 to 29. This is the account of Naboth, Jezebel, and Ahab. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite has a vineyard which was in Jezreel, had by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seems good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eat no bread? And he said unto her, because I spoke unto Naboth, the Jezreelite, I said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thy heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite. So he wrote letters in Ahab's name. I want you to take note of that. He wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. All the peacock pride. He did not say, allow him to see. He said, let him sit here in the high place. Tell your neighbor, be sensitive. The same way David gave letter to Uriah, said, take it to war and give to so-so and so. He never knew that it is what his own what? Death sentence. Tell yourself, God forbid. I will not carry what will kill me and give to who will kill me. Amen. Verse 10. And he set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou did blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. I will stop here. You can read verse 11 to 29 on your own. So Jezebel plotted diabolically against who? Naboth. They handed a letter. They said, take this letter. When he come, put him in the high seat. When he's eating and drinking, let those men of Belial, that those evil people, now say, hey, Naboth has blasphemed against God and against the king. Because at that time, it was what? Prison. And the offense is, the penalty is what? Death. Stoning to death. And the moment he said, they didn't give him any time to say anything. And they drag him out and stone him to death. Now you rise on your feet. Any spiritual or physical letter they have written to eliminate me, I command that letter to catch fire. And anyone that have used their hand and their pen to write, let them be executed. Angels that execute, go for execution in the camp of my enemies. And those that they are accomplished, let them now. Now lift your voice and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wisdom of Jezebel to eliminate or terminate my life and that of my family, I put a stop to it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether that plot of Jezebel is from foundation in your father's house, in your mother's house, I've been waiting to execute you at a particular time. I want you to decree in the name of Jesus, I will not die. My enemies will not kill me. I reject every letter of death. I set it ablaze. Anyone that is their informant, their aim, their accomplice, I command them to go down now in the name of Jesus Christ. Even that job that you are looking for, anyone that is writing any letter of petition against you, giving them the reason why they should not give you that job, I want you to decree and declare, oh God, terminate those enemies. Every evil appointment against my life, against my household, against my business, I terminate you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will not die. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may be seated. So on your own, read it to verse 29. Because God was against Ahab and Jezebel. God was not happy with them. Because when the wife told him that Naboth is dead, what happened? He ran to possess. As you are seated, lift your right hand. Anyone that is dragging my inheritance with me, whether I know them or not, oh God, let the earth open and swallow them. Amen. Because men, instead of complimenting one another, we are competing with one another. Our life is not all about competition. Life is all about complimenting one another, encouraging one another, exhorting one another, correcting one another, and building one another. And if you have the spirit of competition, whosoever it is, I command that spirit to jump out of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 4, godly wisdom. And this is the one we are talking about. The divine wisdom. Supernatural wisdom that comes from God. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this, which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Miracles are the act of God. They are not done by mistake. Jesus performed miracle, and they say, what kind of wisdom is this? What happened? It was the word of wisdom that was what? At work. When that miracle what? Took place. Exodus 28, verse 1 and 3. And take thou unto thee Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. Now close your eyes. Say, Lord, clothe me with glory and beauty. Holy Spirit of the living God, clothe me with glory and beauty, that wherever I go, I will shine, I will radiate. When I step legs where nothing is working, as I come in, things will begin to work for good, to the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And thou, verse 3, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted. He did not say, speak unto the foolish one that has foolish heart. He said, those ones that have what? Wise hearts. Say, Lord, give me a wise heart and a good understanding. Pray that prayer for yourself in 5 seconds. Lord, give me a wise heart. I will be wise hearted and I will be full of understanding and your knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name. Whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron garment to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. God did not tell Moses, look for anyhow people. He said, look for people that has what? A wise heart. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the kind of wisdom that God gives. Wisdom that is pure. Now bow your head and say, Lord, I need wisdom that is pure. Wisdom that is from you. Wisdom that is peaceable. Wisdom that is gentle. Wisdom that is not hypocritical. Wisdom that will not be partial. Wisdom that whenever I give sound judgment, my sleep, whether in the daytime or in the nighttime, will be sweet. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Exodus 31 verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Say, O Lord, fill me with your Spirit in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of ideas. Whenever I use my hand, whether in business, as a minister, to lay on people, oh God, let miracles take place. As a businessman, as a businesswoman, career men and women, oh Lord, in my career, as I operate in your wisdom, I will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now we are going to look at benefits of wisdom. Benefits of God's wisdom. The world is looking for people that are wise hearted. People that can profound solution. Not people that can complain. Church people, tell your neighbor, enough of complaining. The world is looking for people that will manifest and change the world around. Praise the Lord. Benefits of wisdom. One, it draws you closer to God. Because God is the originator of wisdom. He is the source of wisdom. So when you gain wisdom, it will draw you closer to God. Two, you will be creative. When you acquire the knowledge of God, you will be creative. Exodus 35, 31 to 35. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious work, to work in gold and in silver, and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in the carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that which he may teach, both he and Aholiab, and the son of Ahisamash, the tribe of Dan. Then, as he filled with the wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of engravers, of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderers, in blue, and in purple, in scarlet, in fine linen, and of weavers, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. If you are a workman, use your hand to do your work. Lift your hands wherever you are. Ask God for ideas in this year 2025 to improve your business. He said he has filled him. Some of you went to school, you are an engineer, you use your hand. Fine art and design, you will use your hand. Say, Lord, fill me. In this area of my, you know that area of your business, you need ideas. Lord, new ideas on daily basis to move me forward. Even ideas beyond the school that I went. Let heaven release upon me ideas and wisdom on how to advance my business and to move it to the next level. I will not have losses but gains in business, because God said the silver belongs to him and the gold belongs to him. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you believe that you have gotten it?
Yes, sir.
Number three, you will stand out. You will stand out. That's why I told you that life is not about competition. It is about complementation. You complement one another. Because any man that is standing out, you cannot outshine that person. Praise the Lord. It is God that caused one to shine, not your ability. Do you know one thing about a man called Ben Carlson? How many of you have heard of him? The best neurosurgeon. Before he would do any operation, he would first of all call God. You know, there are children, when they give birth to them, they will join heads. They will join legs. They join any some part of their body. That is what he specializes in. Some will be separated. One will die and another one will live. And why else? Some, the two will go. But this man has the wisdom of God. And he separated twins and they survived. You know what they call him in mercy? The man with the golden fingers. Golden hand. That's why I say you should read. Don't read only that you are selling an apple. Read other books and get what? Knowledge. Even as I call his name, if you are in medical field, go and look for a book written by Ben Carson. I have one of his books in my house. Because me, I don't only read the Bible. I read Bible. I read the anointed books from other men of God and so on. But I still have time to read other books. As long as it will not make me to commit sin. Praise the Lord. You know, in those days, in 1960, they said that poverty is honorable. Because the Bible said that for a rich man to go to heaven is very, very... After all, it's not the Bible. They say a camel, you know camel, as big and fat as it is, the Bible says it can pass through the eye of the needle. How many of us have seen needle? Needle that they use in sewing clothes, it can pass, but a rich man. So in those days, even when we are teenagers, when those people that time will call, they will tell us that there is gain and poverty is honorable. And we are wondering, poverty is what? Honorable. And if you see some of them, their foot don't wash. Their shoe is saying, God, look at me. And we are wondering, if we serve God, is he how it will be? But the Bible tells us that Abraham was rich in silver, in gold, in cattle, and he still served God. Money is not our problem. The love of money has put many people in trouble. So gaining money, having money, being wealthy and rich is not a sin. But don't allow the money to control you. Differentiate God from money. That's why Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. Because people say, even I've heard a singer say, money is the root of evil. No, you see, the love of money. Because if I love you, I will use money to help you if I have it. But if I love money more than that's why you see people making money ritual. Ogwego, I've heard they call it. Ogwego, yes. Praise the Lord. Why? That man does not love his child the way he loves money. He loved money more than that child. He loved money more than his wife. That's why he was able to donate the wife for money. Praise the Lord. But if you love your wife, your children, you say no. Even women now are in court using their husband. Because the world is now doing like this. It's turning around. When we are in Bible school, they taught us that the world is wobbling. And it's true. According to one of my children said that one day, their teacher said the world is Africa in shape. And they now look at it, they say, Africa. You know, now anyone can go, whether Africa or Africa or Orica, anywhere, as far as car is inside. So the world can be what? Africa in shape. Praise the Lord. We are in number 3. John 3:31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Number 4. It will give you access to deeper inspiration. Wisdom will give you access to deeper inspiration, insight, and truth. Job 32:8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. When the wisdom of God is at work in you, it will give you what? Understanding. Number 5. You will become relevant in life. Daniel was relevant in 3 regimes. Why? Excellent spirit. Wisdom was in him. He was preferred above all. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he was effective. Belshazzar, he was effective. Darius, he was effective. Why? He has the wisdom of God. That's why Nebuchadnezzar said the wisdom of the Holy One is where? Inside of him. Daniel 6:3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Why will a king? Daniel was a stranger in Babylon. But the king of Babylon said, I will set him over my people. The same way Joseph operated with the wisdom of God. And then Pharaoh said, take over the whole nation of Egypt. So wisdom pays. Number 6, you will obtain favor. You don't struggle to be favored when you are a man or a woman of wisdom. And Jesus increased, that Luke 2:52, in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and with man. When you operate with God's wisdom, with some of all the things, I only wrote some, not all, all the things you have learned this morning, God will favor you and man will favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have you seen a child that carry last in the class? They say, come and become the class prefect, class captain. They will look for the brightest student to be who? The class captain. And the assistant captain, when they look for a female, they will look for the one that is what? Bright. So you need the wisdom of God. You have been doing it on your own. It is time now to do what? Turn. That God, I need your wisdom. And in getting wisdom, don't be quick to talk. I want to ask you a question. You are a man or a woman of wisdom. And you went for prayers. And you are opportune to see Bishop. And he's praying for you. You will be praying for yourself. Is that wisdom? There's no wisdom in it. What wisdom tell you at that time? Receive the prayer you have come for. Don't start speaking in tongues because you cannot speak in tongues more than him. Bishop can speak in tongues for a whole day without even saying give me this, or Lord, bless this person. He can speak in tongues for what? A whole day. And now he lay hand on you, start doing rabba. Don't leave, you say continue. When you are through, you can share grace and do what? Good. Because when you meet with your superior, be quiet and receive what they have given or what they want to release from you. Even if they tell you John 3:16, say, I know it, sir, for God so loved the world. Just do as if you don't do what? You don't know it. But when you come to people that are under you, you can now do say you know John 3:16. After all, it's on the school. We have no John 3:16. And you don't know that man or woman of God want to bring out something that will help you. And the moment you took over, they will leave you to continue. So wisdom tells you, receive what you want to receive. When you see somebody that is superior, wisdom tells you that collect from them and do what? And apply it to yourself. And wisdom tells us, if they are correcting you, receive what? Correction. Don't try to say, I understand it. Allow the speaker to do what? To land. Then you now know that there is something he or she has to tell you. I listen to children. When they come, Mama, I want to tell you something. I'll say, go ahead. Some of them will tell me a Bible story. He said, Mama, do you know it? I say, you are telling me now. Let me listen. Then when they finish telling me, I will not tell them the one, the area. Because they will tell them as children. Because BK is not this Bible. Because BK, they will teach you school. But when you come to church, you're not here. They say, but in our BK, I say, now, CRK. This is not what they taught us. Because at the pulpit, inspiration will come. They don't tell the child, is it about Jonah and the fish? It's like, allow the child to tell you. There may be something the child will say that you will listen to. So everybody has something to offer. Don't be no. Listen. When Jesus was 12 years, he preached to lawyers, philosophers, professors. And what did they do? They listened to him. And they wondered, this small, if they are saying, hey, oh yeah, boy, go and sit down. When we, the lawyers, the professors, when the professor will put their eyeglass here, they will not say, okay, let us analyze in a professor way. That thing you are saying, how can light come by just a spoken word when Faraday has not joined the wire? But they listen to him. They only wondered, where did this boy get this wisdom from? It was not earthly wisdom, it was the wisdom of God. And is the wisdom outdated? No. Because this word of God is ever. Men can be outdated, but this word is ever living word. Men can die, but this word never dies. So what is true wisdom? True wisdom is the fear of God. And true wisdom can only come from God. True wisdom is the fear of God. The fear of God is not for you to be afraid, to reference God, to respect God, to obey Him. And this wisdom can only come from God. Rise up on your feet. I want you to lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, I have heard of wisdom to profound solution, for creativity, ideas beyond my knowledge. Ideas beyond what you know. Lord, release it upon me. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, release your wisdom. In my business, I need wisdom to attend to customers so that they will come again, not that they will come and say, I will not step leg in that shop again. Wisdom on how to relate with customers. Wisdom on how to sell your goods that will make your customers to come back. Some will say, it's not that the goods are cheaper, but I just love the way the woman attend to me, the way the man attend to me, I will still go back to that shop. It takes the wisdom of God. Say, Lord, give me wisdom. Wisdom from above, not earthly wisdom. I don't need diabolical wisdom. I need godly wisdom. On how to train my children. On how to keep my home, my marriage in perfect peace. On how to grow my business. On how to expand in what God has committed in my hands. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus. God cannot give you wisdom without you knowing him. We have read in 1 Corinthians, he said, Jesus, the power and the wisdom of God. That means when you open your heart in spirit and in truth, and you allow Jesus to come in, that means that you have accepted wisdom to begin in your life. In Matthew 7, two believers went to build a house. One operated by wisdom, another one operated by foolishness. He built his house on the sand. And when the rain came down, the flood, the storm, the Bible says it was great. The great, that is, the house fell flat. And the Bible says great was the fall. That means it was a total disaster. He said, but the one that built his house on the rock, when the rain came, the flood came, temptations of life, he said the house stood firm. So Jesus is the wisdom of God. And if you are here this hour, you want Jesus to come into your life. As our eyes are closed and our heads bowed down, lift up your hands wherever you are. You want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I need this wisdom to be creative. I need this wisdom to do what I am not able to do before. I want to start doing it. I need your wisdom. Lift your hands wherever you are. Because when Jesus comes into your life, wisdom will come. That healing you need will come. That blessing, breakthrough, all will do what? Will come. Because the word of God is Jesus himself. That's why in the book of John 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Those that are lifting up their holy hands, repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Cleanse my name with the precious blood of Jesus from the book of death. Rewrite my name in the Lamb book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me to serve you. For saving me to honor you. For saving me to be with you at the last day in heaven. Be glorified, Lord, for accepting me as your own. I will be forever yours. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Are you blessed? Say the Lord, thank you.